If you have your Bibles today, will you open them, please, to the book of the Revelation, chapter 12, which we have been studying together. The last time we were with you, we were talking about the fact that the devil has the ability to go into heaven any time that he wants to and make accusation against the saints of God. We would like for you to turn with us today, keeping a marker in Revelation 12, because we will be looking at it by and by, to a passage in the Old Testament which will give you an illustration of the way in which the devil actually accuses the brethren. The second chapter of the book of Zechariah. As you notice the portion of the Word of God, you will be able to understand that the Lord Jesus Christ himself stands up at the very moment the devil levels an accusing finger at any individual and begins intercession. He pleads my case, and the devil has to turn away disappointed, but he never gives up. If you will notice this verse of Scripture, you will notice that he accuses the brethren all day long. He never seems to take a vacation. This that we are speaking about suggests to you a very concrete illustration of the way the devil does this very thing. In Zechariah chapter 2, we hope you have found the passage of Scripture by this time. You will notice it would be Zechariah chapter 3 instead of Zechariah chapter 2. You will notice the vision which Zechariah had. He showed me Joshua the high priest standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to resist him. And the Lord said unto Satan, The Lord rebuke thee, O Satan, even the Lord hath chosen Jerusalem rebuke thee. Is not this a brand plucked out of the burning? Now Joshua was clothed with filthy garments, and stood before the angel, and he answered and spake unto those that stood before him, saying, Take away the filthy garments from him. And unto him he said, Behold, I have caused thine iniquity to pass from thee, and I will close thee with a change of raiment. Let a fair mitre be set upon his head. So they set this fair crown upon his head, and clothed him with garments, and the angel of the Lord stood by. The angel of the Lord in this passage of Scripture is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ himself. The picture is presented. Joshua, the high priest of all people, whom you would think certainly would be an individual who would be above reproach, is standing before God. The devil makes his accusation and says, This man's a filthy, dirty, unreliable man. And the angel of the Lord, another phrase for the Lord Jesus Christ, stands to his feet and says, Wait a moment. Joshua is a brand plucked from the burning. I personally plucked him from the fire. And though he is dirty, though he is filthy, though he is unlovely, he is mine. And Joshua, or the Lord, the angel of the Lord, insisted that the devil be rebuked and be silenced. And silenced he was. And then the story is told of how Joshua, clothed with filthy garments, was clothed with the garments of righteousness. Now, this is not to suggest to you that Joshua was not saved until this particular scene occurred. It was to describe to you how that we are made righteous in Christ, how we are made accepted in the Beloved. I would like to emphasize to you today that if you are depending upon anything else or anyone else than the Lord Jesus Christ for your salvation, you are in a sorry fix, because the devil is accusing you day and night. If you're not there to represent yourself, and if you haven't had the Lord Jesus Christ engaged as your representative, you haven't got a chance. Thank God, a great many years ago, I engaged him as my representative, and he is representing me today. Remember now, we were reading in Revelation 12 how the battle was fought in heaven, and the devil was cast down for the last time, never again to go up to heaven to accuse the brethren. This battle, fought in the middle of the tribulation, guarantees that the devil is never again permitted to come into the presence of God and accuse the brethren. And this is why all of heaven rejoices. Oh, how good it is not to have the devil up there lying anymore. The saints of God of that era just thrill with the very thought of it. In verse 11, they give testimony to the ones who have been accused, and that testimony is a precious testimony indeed. Will you notice Revelation 12, chapter 11? They overcame him, that is, the individual Christians overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. Here, if you have watched carefully as we have read, listen closely as we have read, is a threefold secret of victory over the devil. Is the devil real to you? Does he spend his time creating trouble and problems for you? Do you want to overcome him? Well, there are three ways in which you can overcome him. You can overcome him by the blood of the Lamb. You can overcome him because the Lord Jesus Christ has redeemed you, and you have a claim on Christ. You have a claim on the blood of Christ. You can overcome him by the word of their testimony. Some manuscripts have the phrase, of their testimony, representing the testimony of the saints of God. And that's a good idea, for certainly while you are testifying for the Lord Jesus Christ, you are not apt to become a simple victim of the devil. Other manuscripts have this text, the word of the testimony, referring to the word of God. And that is true too, because it is the word of God that brings victory over the devil. The word of God is the greatest weapon that you and I will ever have against the devil. The third thing that is mentioned is that they loved not their lives even unto the death. They had settled their problem of self. Have you settled that problem today? 9/10 of the problems that people face with the devil is the problem of self. Think about that. Think about everything that relates to self. Get the self problem settled, and the devil won't be able to do very much to you. I want you to fix firmly in your minds today this threefold method of winning victory over the devil. True it is, refers to the tribulation saints who came out of great tribulation. And that suggests to you, to me today, that they faced greater problems and fought greater battles than we in this age of grace fight. But the way of victory was the same, is the same, and will be the same. Let us look at the three things again. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. The fact that they were born again gave them the right to claim victory over the devil, because the scripture says, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. God said in the Old Testament, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. I like to think of the blood of Christ as a shield between me and the devil that keeps the devil from doing to me the things that he would love to do. Some dear old saints of God of ages gone by, when they were too weak to pray and plead their cause before God, when they were too weak to do anything in the way of lengthy praying, would simply cry out of the depths of their heart, I plead the blood. I plead the blood against the devil. Now, there might be some theological discussion as to whether an individual has any right on the basis of a certain passage of Scripture to plead the blood. But God knows what you mean. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. And certainly, the second weapon against the devil is effective, proven effective, always has been effective, because the Lord Jesus Christ proved it so. The word of the testimony, when the devil tempted the Lord Jesus Christ and would bring about his downfall, the Lord Jesus Christ answered Satan, "It is written," and the victory was won. Of course, if you're going to use this weapon against the devil, you're going to have to learn your Bibles, because the devil quoted the Scripture right back to the Lord Jesus Christ, remember? And the Lord Jesus Christ knew his Bible well enough to know that the devil was misquoting the Scripture. Know the Word, and then use it as a weapon against the devil. And the third thing, they love not their lives unto the death. Once you have surrendered yourself completely and fully to the Lord Jesus Christ, then you become the property of Christ. You're no longer your own. And the devil has to deal with Jesus about you. Well, our time is gone today, and we must leave you now. Do remember to pray for us, and may God bless each one of you today.